SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we trek down to Ballinure, Manchester, to observe their 35,000-gallon water tank. And later, we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child safety tip. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. The Rural Water Supply Limited, RWSL, has repaired a rainwater catchment tank in Ballinure, Manchester. The 35,000-gallon tank supplies water to approximately 1,500 residents of Ballinure, Mile Gully, Harry Watch, and adjoining communities. It is one of five in the area repaired under the Catchment Tank Rehabilitation and Rainwater Harvesting System, being implemented by the RWSL. Speaking at the recent commissioning ceremony, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, lauded the efforts and encouraged alternate forms of water sourcing in light of the intensifying dry period.
No matter whether the parish is traditionally dry or experiences above average rainfall, I tell the residents that we must return to rainwater harvesting as one method of ensuring our water security in the face of increasing and intensifying droughts, which are one of the impacts of climate change.
The Ballinure tank, along with others at Coley Mountain, Greenmount, Lyndhurst and Maidstone, are among nearly 120 renovated under the RWSL program. Harvesting rainwater allows us to better utilize our resources, and the system is based on simple technology. You should consider investing in a tank or drum for rainwater catchment.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Jamaica needs your help to achieve first world status by 2030. Vision 2030 is the country's first long-term national development plan, which will put Jamaica in a position to achieve developed country status in another 15 years. This means Jamaica will have the kind of investor-friendly society and economy that makes it a place to live, work, raise families, and do business. So, catch the vision and play your role. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to find out more. And now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
There are two types of cassavas. They have the bitter and the sweet cassava. The bitter cassava, now it could only be used to make pudding or bami. But I was told that it has a poisonous substance in there, and that can be extracted by grating the item and leaving it overnight to drain. The powdery substance was used to make bamis, and then also the pudding, we used to call it pone at that time, because the finish would be a very hard substance. You could normally eat that with some chocolate tea, and that could keep it for the whole day.
And here's another child safety tip. Don't carry or hold a child while cooking at the stove. Instead, move a high chair in the kitchen within reach or sight before you start. Then talk to your children so they know what you are doing. It's a great way to spend time together. Our child safety tips are brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmo, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.